Acting Town Manager Lee Hartman.
That 3-2 vote was to allow for town meeting to be held virtually. That requires a ratification by town meeting to actually say, yes, we agree, we'll go virtually. So there was no provision in that vote to allow for the alternate of what happens if town meeting chooses not to go virtually.
And that choice routinely takes place on the day town meeting convenes. So the purpose of the deliberation this week
was to discuss allowing a second option should town meeting choose not to go virtually. And during that discussion, there was a 2-2 vote to allow for that option, so it did not carry.
Selectman Patrick Flaherty was absent, and Hartman says the previous vote
of allowing only the option of a virtual town meeting stands. The effect of that is, should town meeting decide not to have a virtual town meeting and want to do an in-person, we will then have to go back through the process of re-endorsing a new warrant, posting it, and doing the legal postings of that warrant for a in-person meeting.
The possibility of a hybrid meeting was discussed at length.
So people who want to stay home can stay home. People who want to be in person can choose to be in person. However, town council is very adamant that that provision is not included in the laws, and that option is not available to the town at this time.
Town moderator Stephen Trifletti told WATD that if town meeting does not vote to proceed with remote participation, then it will be the responsibility of the select board to post a new warrant. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.